Hi, everyone. I'm CNN senior political reporter Nia Malika Henderson, and this isn't a typical episode of Politically Sound because this isn't a typical election. David and I will record a more in-depth episode tomorrow to help you cut through the noise and understand these election results. But as election night has turned into election week, I wanted to bring you a quick update on where things stand in the race for the White House. It's Thursday, November 5th at about 4 o'clock Eastern Time, and we still don't know who the next president is going to be. Let's check in with the four crucial states that have yet to be called. First, Pennsylvania Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar has said the state could finish counting its votes tonight.
Counties are furiously at work, and it's looking like we're ahead of schedule. You know, I've been saying that we'll have the overwhelming majority counted by tomorrow, but it is looking like we'll have the overwhelming majority counted by today.
If Biden wins Pennsylvania, he wins the presidency. End of story. It's all over for President Trump. President Trump is currently leading there, but there are hundreds of thousands of votes yet to be counted. And many of those votes come from Democratic-heavy places in Pennsylvania, like Philadelphia. And these are mail-in ballots predominantly. And we know that Democrats have just been running the table with those mail-in ballots. So it is very likely that you've got a situation where Biden could overtake the president's current lead in that state, which has been cut down from about 600,000 votes on election night. And as of now, it stands at about 100,000 votes. So that's the situation in Pennsylvania. In Georgia, there's still tens of thousands of votes to be counted across the state, though Atlanta's Fulton County, a key Democratic stronghold, has announced they're finished. President Trump currently has a razor-thin lead there. This is for about 16 electoral votes in that state. And as time has gone on over these last days, you've seen a situation where Biden has just been slowly eating into the president's lead. And this is on the strength, again, of those mail-in ballots from suburban counties and also from places like Atlanta, which are diverse in big populations of Black and brown voters who, again, chose to vote via mail-in ballot. So those are being counted now. And we'll see if Biden is able to make a comeback in that state, which has 16 electoral votes. So let's move on to Arizona. Biden is leading there, but that lead has narrowed a bit after they dropped a bunch of votes earlier today. So the key to winning this state is Phoenix, Maricopa County, where Biden is winning by several points. And that's a county where Hillary Clinton, she lost by about 3 points in 2016. And some of the similar dynamics here that we've seen in these other states, mail-in ballots, these are big cities, some of its suburban areas as well. And you saw a situation where Trump was able to come back on Biden a little bit. And so now you have a situation where some of these counties are more Democratic heavy counties and Biden could pull it out here. So we'll see. Probably not a good idea in retrospect for the president to have bashed John McCain, who, of course, was the late senator from Arizona. Finally, we've heard that things could drag on even longer in Nevada. Here's a Clark County election official, Joe Gloria, speaking today.
We are anticipating to have the bulk of our mail ballot that have been received into the system by Saturday or Sunday.
So Clark County is, of course, home to Las Vegas, so it's crucial to winning the Silver State. Nevada, a diverse state, and we're looking for ballots to come in from those big counties. And this is a state that has a fairly large population of Latino voters. We've seen in other states that Donald Trump has been able to do fairly well, certainly better than he did last go around among Latinos. It's a fairly big population of African Americans, too, so they're about 40% of the vote altogether. So we'll see how these trends play out. If Biden is able to hold on there, or if this could be one of those states that Trump flips. Now, it's hard to know exactly how many ballots in Nevada are actually left to count because it's one of the handful of states that mail ballots to all active registered voters, and there are a lot of possibilities of how this one could turn out. So here we are. We're counting across all of these states. We don't yet know who the winner is, but we are getting closer and closer. Check back here tomorrow for a full episode of Politically Sound, where we're going to take a deeper dive into this week's election roller coaster. Thanks so much. Hang in there, and we'll see y'all then.
When you work next level. When you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.